Okay, apparently it's working. So again, my name is Gregory Vidal. I entered the community 30 years ago. So long ago, I was young, just 20 years old. Oh, but I got cured, you know. So I entered the community because there were so many wonderful aspects. Joy, and so many young people, and a very intense prayer life. That was wonderful. And I entered the community a few years after the beginning of the apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Medjugorje. I entered the community in 83, in July 83, 30 years, if you have a cake for me. Yeah, thank you. And a few months later, I was in Rome. I was about to start my studies as a seminarian. And the shepherd told me, "Would you like to go to Medjugorje?" "Oh, yes, why not? Well, there is a car, and you'll go with a team of our brothers there." "Okay, nice, I will go." That was very funny, because when we arrived in the, there was a farm in which we were, the guy, he welcomed us, and it was at the foot of the hill on which there is this big cross. Is that Križevac? Is that it? And big cross, a concrete cross, just tall, I don't know, well, I don't know, it's almost 30 feet tall, something like that. And it was very funny because he told us, the guy, "Oh, look at that, look at that." And we were looking, and we were not understanding what we were seeing. Okay, yes. Oh, and we were seeing, watching this cross, and the cross, the horizontal part of it was shrinking and growing again, and shrinking and growing again. Okay. And 11 years ago, 11 years after, I went back to Medjugorje, and people were talking in the bus, and they were telling one another, you know, at the beginning, this big cross, people saw it turning on itself. You would say twisting, right? Spinning on itself. Spinning on... Yes, I saw that! Yeah, I understood what happened 11 years after, you know. So today we are going to talk about evangelization and about the role of Mary in that wonderful work. And so right now I go on my presentation, my introduction. I'm in Colorado, in Denver. I'm in charge of a parish, St. Catherine of Siena in Denver. And Anthony is with us in our community in Denver. I've been there for 4 years now. Right, so now he's going to tell a few words on himself.
I think Mary is someone who leads us into evangelization in a really gentle way. And so I have a lot that I try to learn from the Virgin Mary, because I like to reach out with the gospel different ways, and I think one of the arts that I try to work on is to do that in a way that offers, right, and that's patient. I don't know if I've gotten there yet, but I really love to evangelize. I really love to reach out with the gospel, and I'm from Boulder, Colorado, and I became a priest just last year, so I'm just learning how to be a priest. But what I want to say today is how much the priest is there to help the people of God be evangelical too. And so that's why I'm surrounded by these lovely 10 young Americans who've come to Lourdes with us this year too. So we're going to begin with the reading from the Gospel of Luke, and Father Greg's actually an expert on the Gospel of Luke. He just passed his doctorate in sacred scripture, and his thesis was on
from the Gospel of Luke. During those days,